Well, hello, Pinkies. This is the Fey Driver. I bet you maybe have been wondering where I've been, what I've been up to. Well, I'm going to try and tell you all of those things. I'm going to just back out of the garage here. Taking out the big black spy car today. We're actually going for service. And I just have to listen for a minute to see, to listen how things are clicking and clacking on this car. I have a dirty window on my passenger side. We have some email questions to discuss. And I'm going to tell you about my little vacation. And I don't know, maybe some other things that have been going on. Just going to hit reverse. So, I've been hearing some funny little noises on the front end of this car. And, I think it might be time to actually knuckle down and do the ball joints on the front end of the spy car. So I'm going to go over to, a company that I met through the, car club that I've joined. And, see what they have to say about the state of this front end. So what's been going on? It has been quite some time that since I've put out an episode. You know, this, I gotta talk about the housing market here in Vancouver. Just going through a construction zone, very tight little one laner here for big cars to get through. All right. So, you know, the housing market in Vancouver is just absolutely insane right now. House prices have gone up through the roof, like astronomical. It's completely ridiculous. Now, I don't live in the heart of Vancouver. I live out in the sticks, essentially, in a suburb of Vancouver. And when we bought our house, it was $500,000, roughly, a little less than that, for kind of a dumpy house, needs a lot of work, not in the nicest neighborhood, and, 2,200 square feet, somewhere in there. A good-sized lot, though. And that, you know, that was a reasonable price. I mean, that it seemed at the time, 5 or 6 years ago, to be justifiable. You know, $500,000 for a 3 or 4 bedroom, 2 story, single family, detached residential dwelling. So now, Mr. Anderson and I are considering a move in the next couple of years, and we need to move. I think we're going to need to move closer into Vancouver. Now, the reason we didn't buy in Vancouver 5 or 6 years ago was because basically the equivalent house was $800,000. So the house we could have got, you know, the house we bought here, if we could have got it in closer to Vancouver, it would be, you know, another extra $300,000. That's a lot of money. So here we are out in the sticks. Now, I have to tell you, the house across the street from me, which an older couple in their 70s, the two of them died short one after the other, you know, within a few months. They'd never did any maintenance to the place. They didn't fix anything. The fences were falling down. It's a slightly larger house at, 2,600 square feet. It did have a full suite in the basement, which we do not have. So, you know, all these things add a little value. And it has a larger lot. This house, which you wouldn't have paid $500,000 for 6 years ago, was listed for $700,000 and sold for $900,000 for a piece of crap house, which was bought by a developer. He's going to mow the fucking thing down and put up townhouses there. and make a killing on it. Okay, so $900,000. Now, the problem we're facing in Vancouver currently is that there is limited inventory. There's not very many houses for sale. When a house goes on the market, it's jacked up. The price is jacked up. And then, because there's no houses to buy, the houses are selling for over asking price. You know, 6 months ago, they were $50,000 over asking. Now they're $100,000, $200,000 over asking in the case of this dump across the street. So Mr. Anderson and I are thinking, all right, what are we going to do? In 2 years, the house that we're going to want is going to be up in the, you know, the $1 million mark. And, well, I don't want to pay $1 million for a house. I don't want to pay $500,000 for a house. So, you know, we've been scheming and planning and thinking and working. Oh, everyone's in such a hurry here. So we were thinking, well, you know what? We're never going to be able to afford a house in 2 years. We should go buy a house now. So we went looking at houses. And, you know, for the amount of money that we'd like to spend, it's just we'd be in the same situation where we bought this house for $500,000, which wasn't the perfect house, but was close, needs a lot of work. I don't want to buy a house again that needs a lot of work. I don't want to be working on my house for the rest of my life. Not to mention the fact you're sinking so much money into these places. So we were scheming like, well, let's just buy a little townhouse right now, a teeny little townhouse for, you know, $400,000 out in the sticks, and we'll let the market bulge, and we'll sell it, you know, we'll we'll carry a mortgage for 3 years and then sell it and make who knows what, maybe $100,000, maybe $150,000. So we're doing all these ruminations and calculations and spreadsheets and going, what are we going to do? Because the housing market is just fucking insane. And as you know, the housing market doesn't go down, not in Vancouver. The houses will never be cheaper than what they are right now. It might level out. But it's just out of control. So, you know, in 2 years when we want or need to move, and wanting to move to into a nicer place, that's not going to happen. We're not going to get a nicer place. We're going to have to live in this dumpy, divey house we're in, probably until we retire. So, you know, that's what's been going on. It's just been an experience just wrought with tension, because we're wondering, are we missing out? I don't want to miss out on an opportunity. We might be able to make a killing on this. But then you want to live on the edge of your paychecks for the next 3 years, hoping that the housing market doesn't take a tumble and you get stuck with, you know, owning this asset that you're only going to make even money even on? Oh, what do you do? So that's one of the things that's been going on around the Pink Wheelnuts garage. Anyway, so housing tensions aside, wheeling and dealing and scheming, you fucking realtors, Jimmy Bear, just these realtors right now are just making a killing. Imagine getting a commission on you know, an extra $200,000 over the asking price of the house you just sold. Ay, 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 ay. So, and we saw this gorgeous house for $1.6 million in our own way out here in the sticks, in the Thule's. The place was just unbelievable. Oh, hardwood floors, chocolate brown hardwood floors with the little tiny, like, 1 inch wood, and a gorgeous tub, and not a big enough garage. It's so hard to find a house with proper size garage. Oh, we're looking at all these awful townhouses too, and the garages are the size of, you know, a postage stamp. I could barely get Manuel or Dorian Gray in the garage in these, you know, in these townhouses which we were looking to buy. Oh, just so defeating. Obviously, I need, you know, you need 2 million. Imagine if you wanted to move closer into Vancouver. You need $2 million. Who wants to have a mortgage on $2 million? I sure the fuck don't want to have a mortgage on $2 million. Go. Oh my God, do I gotta step out and step on, open the door and put my foot on the gas pedal for you? What the hell? Come on, let's go. Some of us have to work for a living, you know. Oh, I see copas. Oh, secret police car. A Toyota. What the fuck is that? A Toyota Camry cop car. Are you serious? A fucking Toyota Camry ghost car. Oh, coppers. Okay, you wouldn't believe it. Just a little plain-looking blue Toyota Camry four-door with secret cop lights pulled over a motorcyclist. I'm telling you, life is unfair. That's just unfair. How are you going to guard against a Toyota Camry? Oh, you cops. All right, let's move on. So we had a little vacation, Mr. Anderson and I. We went over to Vancouver Island. We stayed in a tiny little cabin. Mr. Anderson's mother, Mother Anderson, came with us. I feel like, you know, these vacations, they're so hard on me because I work so hard on my vacation. And I just wanted to spend a little time just relaxing. I don't know, I just feel like I've been working my ass off trying to get things done, and then of course Mother Anderson. We spent 5 days with Mother Anderson out in the Thule's in a cabin, but then she also stayed with us the week before, so I felt like I've been in host mode for 2 full weeks. And of course, you know, we go to Vancouver Island fairly often, so we're pretty familiar with the situation. But Mother Anderson and her boyfriend the cop, just beside a dump truck with manure in it. Lovely. Let's get away from that. So Mr. Anderson's mother, Mother Anderson, and her boyfriend, we were showing this all, they had to show all the sights, and you know, I was cooking a lot, and I just felt like I was making martinis all the time. You know, martinis are, they're hard work, especially my martinis, because they're magnificent martinis. So, you know, my vacation was more like a working vacation. So much work, I was exhausted by the end of it. Then I had to go back to work. And you can probably hear I have a little bit of a cold going on, and it's rattling in my throat. There goes that manure truck again. So, not a sort of not so restful vacation. So I have some questions from Ranger John in the email. So I have to get my email out. So let me work on that. I'll just be reading email while I'm driving. Why were the moms in sweatpants in minivans at the track? Were they trying to pass a driving test? Why were you there with them? Sounds like a multi-purpose event. I know you were trying to qualify for the next level, but please explain. So this was the situation. What we had all signed up for was just a training course where you were learning specific skills. And the skills in this course were, you know, things like emergency braking, hard cornering, braking in a corner, and those types of things. So it wasn't necessarily a high performance track day that we were doing. It was more of an educational course, so anybody could have signed up for this. So one of the types of people who signed up were these women in minivans. So they had just paid their money, come to the course with their car. It had no bearing on the course what kind of car. You didn't have to have a high performance car to do this course. It was basically a driver education for the driver. So the moms in minivans were there because they too were wanting to learn how to drive their minivans safely. So it was actually good. I was impressed to see these women in their minivans here. So that's the deal with that. And this course was a prerequisite for getting onto track days, which are high performance track days, where you are going to take a fast car and drive it as fast as you can around the track. But they don't let you do that until they have some assurance of your ability to control your car in these sort of extreme situations, which is why I was taking the course, because I just want to get on the track. Ranger John has lost two hubcaps from his Fiat 500 in the past year. The first time I lost when I drove over a pothole and on the highway that sent the hubcap sailing away and caused a bend in the wheel rim. The second time, even easier, when the hubcap flew off. Do I need to get the rim repaired or get a new rim? I'm guessing, yes, that the issue is now your hubcap or your rim is misshapen and the hubcap is not staying on the rim any longer because the dimensions that hold the hubcap in place are all out of whack. So yes, I would recommend getting an estimate and seeing if a wheel shop can fix that rim. Sometimes they can fix the rim, depending how bad it is. You know, if it's just more of a little nick, they can usually twist that nick out. But if you've really warped your rim in this pothole, then you may need to buy a new steel rim. I'm pretty sure the rims, if you're putting hubcaps on, the rim you will have will be a steel rim. And they're not that expensive, and it's going to be a small rim. So, you know, you should be able to get a generic steel rim for that car for $50 or less, which is probably going to be about the same as getting the rim fixed. So that's what I'd look into, John. Definitely the problem is that now, because the wheel is out of shape, the hubcaps just come off too easily. Okay, next question from Ranger John. I have a pulsing sensation when I apply the brakes on the Fiat, mostly at higher speeds. The mechanic said the only thing he saw were some spots of rust on the brakes. When I told him the car sits undriven here in Rockport for 2 weeks while I'm in North Carolina, he said the car being undriven for 2 weeks was the cause and that it wasn't dangerous to drive. What do you think? I don't agree with anything that man says. This issue is not rust on your brakes. This is a very common issue. It's just that your wheel, the brake discs on your front wheels have become out of round. What happens, John, is over time, as you jam on the binders, the discs will heat up, and then the heat causing them to heat up will make them expand, and then they cool down and they contract. And it's just a typical problem that as the disc gets older, it will, with all this expansion and contraction, the disc just becomes out of round. It gets a little wow in it, or a spot, a high spot on the disc. And what you're feeling under your foot as you jam on the brakes from coming in at a high speed is you're feeling the disc pushing back onto the brake pad or onto your pedal and causing that sensation to come up through the brake lines to your foot. So it's very common. Part of the problem is that the steel that they use when they build these discs is inferior. So unless you really invest a lot of money in expensive discs, this is going to be a problem that you'll experience again. Now, what you can do is you can have the disc removed and a brake shop can turn the disc. And what they do when they turn the disc is they put it onto a lathe, basically, and they shave down that high spot so that so that you can put the disc back onto the vehicle, and then you don't feel that sensation until it gets all heated up again, and after a few months the disc will warp once again, and then you will feel this sensation pulsing under your foot again. But you can only turn a disc one or two times. After that, it becomes too thin and it can't be turned anymore. It becomes dangerous. So the situation you're under now is not entirely dangerous. It certainly isn't ideal, but at some point you're going to need to replace that disc, the discs. It's going to be both discs on two front discs, one on each side, left side, right side. So it's certainly not caused by the car sitting for long periods of time and having rust build up on the discs. That's not it. This will occur. You are going to have rust getting onto the discs, but after the first few applications of brakes, as you're driving around, that rust is just going to get scraped right off by the brake pads. So, have your car technician, your brake technician, when you're in for your next service, ask them to look at the brake pads. When you come to a time that your brake pads are getting down low enough that you need them to be replaced, then that's the most logical time for you to consider either having the brake discs turned, shaved off and returned back to more of a round fashion, or else investing a couple of $100, probably $300 for a set of new discs for the two front wheels. If you can afford extra, try to buy a higher quality disc for that. But you will have to invest in some money. Even though you're getting higher quality discs, you're still at some point going to feel this, you're going to incur this problem again, where the disc rotors are going to warp. It's a natural phenomenon. It happens to everyone. All right, I believe that answers everyone's question. Now, I need to deal with some situations here, so I'm going to hang up for now. I don't know if I covered all of my topics. I know that I wanted to talk about several things, but I think this is going to have to do for now. I do want to say, I just feel like I've been pushed to the limit. And my vacation didn't fix it. So I'm getting worn out. And mostly I'm getting worn out of dealing with other people's problems and not spending enough time on my own. So, you know, I'm a little heavy in the heart right now. And, you know, this is life, right? Things don't go always according to plan. Sometimes you have to work a little harder. So, you know, I'll pull out of this as soon as I get my all my cars fixed and start working on issues that are important to me. All right, until next time, I am the Fey Driver. You can send your car questions to podcast@pinkwheelnuts.com. I'm pulling for you. All right, take care, everybody. Bye-bye.